Until a few years ago, Leszek Pawlowicz was working as a contract field archaeologist, also known as a shovel bomb.
I'd come across ceramics and other artifacts and try and figure out exactly what kind of type they were. And it can be kind of difficult for someone who doesn't do this on a regular basis, because there's sort of like, you need to see many, many different examples of these to sort of figure out which ones, what designs are associated with particular types.
Think thousands and thousands of pieces of pottery that require tedious, painstaking, and eye-straining work to identify and sort. In the Southwest, where Pawlowicz and Chris Downham teach at Northern Arizona University, pottery is a mainstay, and a plethora of broken pieces have been left behind by ancient societies. Problem is, how do you sort these fragments with thousands of designs? Here's Downham.
The wizards of pottery are the ones who learned the types, and then they pass that along through kind of an apprentice learning system. It's primarily a human-to-human learning transmission system that was created, and what's happened that's a problem is that the people who created the typology have passed away, and even the people that they personally trained have now passed away.
Looking for a way to preserve this knowledge and shorten the time it takes to sort the shards, Downham and others turn to the computer. Pawlowicz says they use a type of machine learning called CNN, or convolutional neural networks, to analyze visual imagery. It's a type of AI designed to process pixel data.
The beauty of this particular approach is that you don't actually teach the computer per se. It's actually set up to teach itself. What you do is you set up a computer model and you run images through it.
CNN is also used in X-ray images, search engines, and self-driving cars. Pawlowicz and Downham gathered thousands of pictures of pottery fragments with a specific set of physical characteristics, then recruited four top pottery experts to identify them. By having the archaeologists classify the pottery, the computer learned the different designs. And it did pretty well, outperforming two of the four archaeologists in future testing. Also, the computer provided a visual record of its thought process. The technology could be scaled down to something archaeologists could use in the field.
Ultimately, what we're thinking of doing is putting this model into a smartphone app, you know, an Android or an iPhone app, that an archaeologist could take out in the field and basically snap a photo right there and get immediate feedback.
The method appears to be catching on. At an April American Archaeology virtual conference, two presenters used similar approaches. But Downham says some are leery. He says they don't trust the computer to be accurate with these somewhat difficult designs.
We're starting to get some pushback from some of our colleagues. We have a marketing job to do here because they're very skeptical about this approach. And I was just talking to a colleague today who wants to put out an announcement to our colleagues to kind of properly explain what the technique does and doesn't do and what we are and are not claiming that it does. So, traditional Southwestern archaeologists are kind of as one of our colleagues has put it, a stubborn bunch.
Their research is published in the Journal of Archaeological Science. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.